shut the campus down a few times in my years here because we couldn't produce enough steam to keep the buildings open with the doors going open and closed. So we'd literally shut down the school because you remember 60 below windshields and like that? We couldn't maintain.
So that's when you shut the, actually canceled school?
Then, yeah, we'd cancel school for a day until it recouped, you know, whatever. But there was no way we'd run that cold water again when we shut it down. It was dead.
Yeah.
So we had to plan how we could get through it.
The physicality of shoveling the coal and trying to, like you said earlier, get it out, there'd be flames, and you got to hurry up and get it done.
Yeah, basically, when you changed fire, when it was really cold, you had minutes to get the fire changed. And you'd put a pile of coal in one side that you got heated up, and then you'd kill the other side, clean the ashes, and then you'd take a shovel, and you'd reach in there, and you'd grab that hot ash. The ash would be flying up 2-3 feet in the air, and you'd throw it into the other side. And you'd do 3-4 scoops of that each time, and you'd be standing on top of the hot ashes that you just pulled out, which sometimes your shoes would start on fire.
How many times a day did you have to do that?
Every 8 hours.
So day and night?
Day and night.
So 24. Somebody was up at night all the time?
Yeah, 24 hours a day, every day with man. Plus on top of it, we had bottom ash. We had to pull the bottom ash out. So you'd pull the bottom ash out first, and then you'd stand it all the time. Then you'd pull the top ash out, and then you'd start up your vacuum system, which was steam and water. And then you'd get a tank full of wet slurry that you had to haul out and get wet when you dumped it. So it was amazing. But you know, in the years I was there, even breathing in all the dust and the fire and the smoke and stuff, I don't ever remember anybody getting hurt because everybody, we used large welding gloves and you had to wear long sleeve shirts to make sure, because the rods when you pulled the ashes would get so hot you couldn't handle them. You had to have welding gloves, and then sometimes you put another glove inside the welding gloves.
Oh my!
Yeah, because it. Yeah. So this is the state of the art. This kind of makes my retirement great because it's here.